Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Swipe. Tonight is actually our last episode of Let's Swipe, but do not fear, we are not going far. We will be launching a new podcast called Adulting Awkwardly, and we really hope that you follow us there. That podcast will air starting Tuesday, January 4th. In the meantime, we really hope you enjoyed this last episode of Let's Swipe. We definitely had a lot of fun recording it, and we've loved all of your support over this last year and a half. Thank you for all of the emails and the direct messages and the follows on Instagram. We hope that you will continue hanging out with us on our new podcast starting January 4th called Adulting Awkwardly. In the meantime, enjoy this episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our last episode of Let's Swipe.
Woohoo! Boo.
It has been a journey. It's been fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's our last episode, but it's also our, like, it's not really a goodbye, though, because we're not going anywhere. We're just changing our name.
That's true. We're changing our name and slightly changing our focus. So we hope you all follow us to our new podcast, which is called
Adulting Awkwardly.
Which should make sense, that is kind of our brand. So we adult awkwardly. So we hope you all follow us on there. And tonight for our last episode, we are going to see into ourselves. Into our future by doing some tarot card readings.
On each other.
Yeah.
Mutually, exclusively, totally together. Yeah, we're live in person. We're usually not all together in one place, so this is very exciting.
This is the first time.
Yeah, first and last, apparently.
Let's swipe.
So anyway, and by the way, you guys, we love you, and thank you for hanging out with us during this whole weird journey through COVID and post-COVID. And dating, and there's not to say that there won't be some dating stuff at the new podcast. It's just not going to be the primary focus, but hopefully that you'll find watching, or actually listening to us, like the adults, in the coming months, will be just as gratifying as listening to us talk about dating.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess, let's get down to business with our tarot cards, and we have two decks to choose from. One is Cat Tarot, which very pretty cards with cats on them.
And very, then, very non-threatening.
Very non-threatening. And then we have another one, the Illuminated Tarot.
And this is 53 cards for Divination. I know I pronounced
Divination,
that. Divination. Divination. And gameplay by Caitlin Keegan. And I actually got this at Kohl's, so... Also non-threatening.
So I guess we can just each choose whichever one we want to do. And then we're going to do a 5-card spread and try to interpret the cards. None of us are professional tarot readers. Many of us have not read tarot in a long time. But I think
some of us have never done it. So.
Oh, yeah. Have you never done it?
No, actually. I have had them read, but I've never done them.
Okay.
So.
Same here.
Yeah.
Like, I do my own, but I have to refer to a nifty book that tells me what each of the cards mean, because I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm going to have to refer to the book, too, because it's been, like, 15, 20 years since I've read tarot. I used to do it, like, in college, we did it quite often.
Yeah, if anybody wants to know what the book we're using, it's called... The Ultimate Guide to Tarot by Liz Dean, a beginner's guide to the card spreads and revealing the mystery of the tarot. So there might be some awkward pauses here because we're going to be like flipping through the book trying to find stuff.
We will edit out any long pauses. It will sound, I'm sure it's going to sound seamless because you all know what a great editor I am. Like... It's going to be so seamless.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Not choppy at all. Not weird. Like, why was there a weird cut there? Like, oh, Amanda was just trying to get rid of one of her loud laughs. So. Okay. Well, I think Erica is going to go first. So
So which deck are you going to choose?
I say we break out the Illuminated.
All right. Okay.
So it's very fancy dark blue box with gold embossed gold leafy type prints.
Yeah, and it has the nifty little, I'll let you do the honors.
Oh, okay.
I opened it up and took them out and played with them, but I haven't put any of my stink on them yet.
Oh. So apparently, I feel like Amy's stink would be a wonderful stink. And I don't know how many of you readers out there are familiar with tarot cards, T-A-R-O-T, for those who don't know. I guess quick version is look it up, but it's future telling. And like, and not to be rude, but I don't know a lot about the history and all that good stuff, but it's been around for thousands of years. Lots of people do it, and
yeah, we're for sure appropriating some culture here.
Yeah.
I think everybody does it. I think like all the cultures do it in one way or another.
I know it was a huge thing in Venice during the like carnival and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's pretty widespread. I don't think it's any
one I don't culture. Think it's anything specific to one group. I know that
I'll do some research.
And for I know Amanda has some feelings about other types of things like Ouija boards, but we feel that this is nothing like that.
Anything like that.
We're not contacting any spirits. Yeah. We're not opening doors to anything. We recognize that this is not actual future telling. It's just like, you know, we're
making
looking
some interpretations.
Interpretations based on the cards. You know. Letting the cards guide us so that we can be better people.
That's right. Or give us advice and help us choose. We will choose our way.
Choose the path.
We are choosing our path. A little advice never hurts. So, okay. All right. So I got this fresh new deck.
You might want to shuffle them.
Oh, yeah. I got to shuffle them a little bit.
Yeah, so they haven't been shuffled at all.
They're larger than plain size cards.
I think while you're doing that, I think, aren't you supposed to be thinking of your question?
Yeah,
I think Amy and I will be quiet while you
while you reflect on
I don't feel like I'm quite at the shuffle stage. I'm just kind of like the pre-shuffle shuffle. Okay.
We'll be quiet and let you focus.
Okay.
Erica is now dividing the deck.
And I swear we're not drinking.
Totally sober, you guys. Okay, question. Should I say it out loud?
Yeah.
It's not like a birthday wish, so.
Right.
I guess, and since this is our last episode of Let's Swipe, it's going to be relationship-based, and so I guess, just advice about how to proceed in my current relationship going forward.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. They haven't, I can totally tell they haven't been shuffled because you got 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, they're all the same. Yeah. Okay, all right.
We need to shuffle.
We need to shuffle more. All right. All right. That's terrible shuffling. So, eek! Hopefully that'll do it.
Normally, I'd say if those popped out, you might want to grab them, but because there were so many of them, that probably like half the deck.
There was like half the deck. I'll just do one more quick shuffle. This is why I am not working at a casino, because I'm terrible.
I mean, these cards are huge. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now you need to like put your hand on there and ask your question again or something.
Okay. Keep it simple. What is the future of my relationship with Chaz? Cut. Right? And then...
I think
you
can
do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I've seen people do it so many different ways, so...
Okay, this feels a little more
fun. Oh, interesting. That card came out the first time.
I think this one did, too.
Maybe. That did. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to pay particular attention to those two cards.
And I
was 5. Okay.
All right. So this deck is different from any deck I've seen. It's really like a deck of cards. They have like 8 hearts, 6 spades, and that kind of thing. But so we do have a booklet that goes with these. Should I read through what all 5 of them are?
Yeah. I guess we can do that first.
So there's a reversed 2 of coins, the High Priestess reversed. The second card is the 7 of Swords, the Chariot, also reversed. And that card she drew the first time before she shuffled. Did you draw this one the first time?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it was just these two.
I think it was,
yeah. Okay. And then your third card is the Six of Swords, also reversed. And that was another one you drew the first time. And then you've got Nine of Cups.
Yep.
And the Eight of Cups. So the first card is supposed to represent past influences. So that is the Two of Diamonds. So, Amy, what do we think about this? So some notes we made. Inappropriate mentor, temporarily the wrong path. Secrets that need to be put into the light.
I think this is probably talking about past relationships and moving beyond your whatever was holding you back in your past relationships.
Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, we know that, like, you've had a lot of because you're a serial monogamous, so you've had a lot of other relationships.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know the last relationship you were in was, like, in many ways, like, great, and it was, like, a nice path to be on, but obviously, like, it wasn't the path, like, for either of you, totally.
Yeah.
And so this kind of lines up with this. You were temporarily on the wrong path, even though that's not anything disparaging about you or your ex.
One of the other things here that's jumping out at me is it says explore your spiritual side.
Yeah.
Which I happen to know that you studied religion when you went to school, correct?
Right, yeah, comparative religions.
Which I find that very interesting. So
I want to know what secrets need to be put into the light.
I know. What are you holding out on?
Yeah, come on.
I'll never tell. I guess I have to now. I have to. I don't know. They're so mysterious and secret. I don't even know what they are.
They're locked so far away. Well, maybe that's something that you can, like, try to unlock in your own brain. But, yeah, I mean, that, you know, past influences, that seems pretty legit to me. All right, the next one, the Seven of Swords, the Chariot, also reversed. The one thing that stood out to me about this was that it said, like, to take charge and reach for the stars. So, this represents your present influences. And so there were some kind of, like, negative words in here that I guess, like, I'm having a hard time interpreting because it's not how I... Well, I don't know. I mean, like, because this isn't necessarily just about you. And a lot of this... This card had to do with work, too, like work and relationships.
Yeah, it says the key meaning is determination, victory, and a journey. But the reversed meaning is saying it shows a person or event spiraling out of control. A lot of ego and selfish needs. But...
Arrogance, recklessness. Do you feel, like, does any of that... resonate with you?
There's the secret.
Yeah, there's the secret coming to light.
I'm like,
nothing like being put on the spot, right?
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that's talked about was that, like, house moves and travel might be disrupted or delayed, and you did have something when you were moving, right? That,
right. Because
you recently moved in with a professor.
Right.
So tell us what happened with that.
Okay, so I had scheduled movers, but I was on a limited budget and I really didn't have a lot of big stuff to be moved. So I gotten one quote from one company that I had, they delivered a futon and assembled it before, and they also do moving. I called them first and they quoted me this quote. I'm like, that's too many guys, that's too much money, because I was going to move all the small stuff myself. I had a one-bedroom apartment and I don't have a lot of stuff. So I'm like, I just need, like, two dudes and, like, one truck for, like, maybe an hour max. And what they were quoting, I'm like, that's too much money. So I found a quote that was exactly what I needed. And they flaked on me at, like, the last minute and, like, a week before I was supposed to move out. So I ended up having to disassemble all of my furniture, broke the leg of my futon, trying to get the last, like, screw out. And I would say about 90% of it, I moved. I was being stubborn. Because my friends were all like, we'll help you move. And I'm like, no, I'm in my 40s. I pay people to do this at this point.
Well, that's making more of this make sense.
Yeah.
Ego.
Yeah.
Arrogance.
nice. Yeah, well, I was just trying to be nice.
You
I
were mean, trying like, it to
was
be
like,
nice.
Okay, it was like 100 degrees for that week. It was like the one week it was like... I mean, damn near 100 degrees and like hauling stuff.
Poor leadership.
Fair enough.
Amanda has helped me move. So I'm not trying to volunteer her unwillingly, but I have a lot of shit. And yeah, she helped me move. It was not exactly cold the day she helped me.
All I ask is that you pay for my chiropractic visit.
Yeah, I think it's... You guys are a little bit younger than me, not much.
I just had a lot of it.
I just, like, no. It's like, I work for a living, and I'm getting old, and I don't even want to move the small stuff that I want to move. But that's why I'm like, no, I could pay somebody. Like, some 20-year-old dude get some beer money out of this. But yeah, they flaked on me last minute. The professor has had back surgery, so that's why I said about 90% of the stuff I moved. Yes, it was out of ego and just stubbornness, and I was just mad. I'm like, you know what? I'll just do it myself. So, aside from, like, the few bigger pieces, like a couple dressers and whatnot.
That's you did what take charge.
Yeah.
And you did reach for the stars because you're like, well, I can move all this myself. So,
yeah.
All right. This card is making more sense to me.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, I'm not sure about this. But now it is falling into place.
And this is the one that came out twice.
Yes. Yes. So. You need to work on the stubbornness.
It has two horses.
It's a beautiful card.
And it almost looks like they're butting heads.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see, like, the stubbornness here. Although, typically, when I think of butting heads, I think of, like, rams, not horses. But
maybe
I'm totally interpreting that wrong. Maybe it's a connection of the minds. Maybe this is you and the professor, like, getting on the same page.
Oh, okay. Possibly. Yeah.
I swear I'm not drinking. This is just coming out.
All right. Let's see. Your next card is supposed to represent hidden influences, and this is the Six of Spades. So this was also reversed, and this also came out the first time, and I think in the same order. The seven, the one we just read was the second card your first time, and this was the third card your first time. So, so this one also is kind of talking about travel and, like, escaping and leaving a bad situation and landslide.
The key meaning, according to the book, is moving on.
Yeah. So this might be sort of that, like, your transition from your being, you know, on your own and now it's like, you found somebody to be with, so you can leave that part of, like, your single life, and, like, now you are...
Trust in your life's path.
I kind of like that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And this one has the, it looks a little bird boxy. We see the back of her, so we don't know if she's blindfolded or not, but she's in a boat with her possessions, and she's paddling on.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, that's what you're doing. This does say to be... make sure that you are paying attention to, like, your intentions for what you're doing. Keep plans realistic and focused, and make sure that, like, what you're doing is for the right reasons. So as you move forward, I would just take stock of that.
Okay.
We have the Nine of Cups, which represents happiness.
Yeah, they called this... Is this the one they called the wish card?
Yes.
I think so.
This is the wish card, the dream come true.
And what is the fourth card represent?
Oh, I forgot to read that. The fourth card is advice, insight, and obstacles. So this is talking about joy comes from your generosity.
Not really an obstacle.
Not really, yeah. Like, actually, I'm not seeing very many obstacles with any of this for this card. It does have new romance and rewarding friendships. Feelings nurtured in the past can now be expressed as others show their love. Time for waiting for love is over. If love is grown, it will be declared fully. Looks like you're going to, because you are feeling like more like happy and fulfilled in your love relationships, it looks like your friend relationships are even going to get better and closer and stronger as well. Because you can have easy connection and then, you know, with others. So, yeah, this is a really good card. This card is a happy card.
Yeah, I especially like the part where What did that say about the time for waiting for love is over?
Yeah, the time for that's really
I feel
nice.
Like that is validation. It's like you need to know if you wanted to know where things were going, I think you just found out.
Yeah, okay. You were
excellent.
It's like it looks like you're fairly obstacle free. As long as you get your earlier card.
Your stubbornness
in check. Your time to pick on us will come soon enough.
Yes, don't worry. I'm playing it. All
right, and then the last card represents the final outcome.
So, key meanings for the moon card. Illusion, dreams, and crisis. I'm going to read this as...
Upright.
The moon's traditional meaning is a crisis of faith and a period of emotional vulnerability. It reveals misgivings about a situation as you cannot be sure if what you're seeing is the truth. This may be a time of deep emotional conflict, and the struggle is private rather than shared. You have a decision to make, and to choose wisely, you need to rely on your senses rather than logic.
Well, that does kind of line up with this, but yeah. Well, and I mean, that sounds to me like maybe you need to, like, trust in your relationship, right? Because that first part of that...
it's just more of trust.
The moon can also suggest the following. Since we're doing relationships, I'll read this part. Confusion and disappointment reign as someone lets you down. A lack of trust that a relationship will work leads you to a love decision. I think you just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, you have to, like, trust in that relationship.
Yeah. And trust me, I totally know how that feels, because I don't trust anyone.
But I mean, overall, I feel like this is a good reading. I feel like this is basically, like, be intentional with your relationship, and, like, don't be hasty, but, like, make sure you are always listening to your gut, and you should be on the right path.
Yeah, this is total. I know just from doing yoga that moon, like, they... Like, the moon is, they say, when you need to calm down, think, you know, sorry, you're going to have to edit this. I can't think of how to say it. So, the moon is what is unseen. So, it is intuition and trusting your gut and your subconscious. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, well, so who's next?
Amanda's question was, what romantic love might there be for me in the future?
Yeah.
So, we have...
And in the past influences, we have death, which I absolutely love. And the death card, it's a vacuum sweeper. It's the cat death.
Yeah.
The cat deck, and it's a vacuum sweeper, and I absolutely love that.
It's a great card.
And... the key, like, everybody gets the death card and they freak out because it's like, oh my god, a death card does not mean physical death. It just means transformation and change. And since this is your past, I think it's great because that means you are so over it. Like, you are, you know, you are beyond it. Okay. There is good shit coming your way.
Yes. Yes, exactly like what she said. Change. Cleansing of unhealthy attachments, surrender, but not in a defeatist surrender, but sort of like
let go.
Exactly. Exactly what you said, transformation, scary, but better to clean up problems than brush them under a rug. Time for fast and deep transformation. You need to let go of what's no longer needed. So, and that might be emotionally. I don't know if that's materially, but it's time to see what you have and what you need and let go of what you don't. Break with the past. Relationships. You know, I can't read my handwriting. as far as relationships goes, for right now, there's going to be a period, or you need to embrace a period of necessary separation, but you will reconnect when the time is right.
Like with a person?
With a person.
Oh, okay.
So number two is present influences, and you got the Knight of Cups, which is awesome because the key meaning is a proposal. Someone Ooh. Is going to be moving into your life.
Okay.
Especially with it being a knight.
It's an upright card.
Mm-hmm.
The Knight of Cups heralds an emotional time. You may be bewitched by a new love interest, or even more than one.
Mm. Mm.
And other sweet things that capture your imagination. Beauty, nature, time away from work, and your usual routines or creative pursuits. New friends may enter your circle.
Okay.
Well, yes.
I mean, I met two new friends last night.
See? There we are.
Yeah.
There we go. Also, it does have owls and owls.
Yes, Amanda loves owls.
Yes, and they also symbolize wisdom.
Yeah. They're also just not what they seem. It's a Twin Peaks reference.
There's three of them. Three there is are. A good number.
Well, yeah. There's really four, because that's an owl, too, I think, an owl face.
So this on this book, it talks about the page of the Knight of Cups as a person, and it kind of describes their characteristics.
Okay.
So it says that this, as a person, idealistic and dreamy, artistic and sensitive, this knight is a true romantic. His arrival in a reading shows a love prospect and even a proposal, which is wonderful if you have an established relationship. However, as a new love interest, tread carefully. Mm. The knight is an idealist, and while wanting a relationship, finds it hard to articulate his true feelings.
Well, like, could I be the knight? Because that sounds like me.
That could be you.
It could be you.
Okay.
Yeah, this, if it is the you card in a reading, I think this is if it's another person. If it's the you card in a reading, be open to real love, judge not by appearance. I don't think you, that applies. I think it's another person, because you are not judgy at all. You don't really judge on appearance.
I mean, not for, like, friends and stuff, but, like...
Well, use that wisdom of the owls for when you see this person, you know. But don't be quick to judge.
Okay.
You see, use your intellect. And if, let's just say it is the other person who is hard to... you know, say what they are thinking when it comes to you, or to tell you what they feel. Like, they might come off as one way, but try to use that wisdom to see if you can,
you can
garner what they're trying to tell you.
All right. I mean,
if that's the case, or use your wisdom to know when you're not voicing what your wants and desires are.
Which is always, but.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe this is that.
Maybe this.
The third card is hidden influences, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We were kind of confused about this, but I think we figured out what was going on with this. So you have the Three of Cups reversed, and the key meaning is celebration, abundance, family, and friendships. But since it's reversed, it's talking about flirtation or indulgence gone too far, and... in established relationships, there may be a distance and lack of cohesion and understanding. And you think this is something not relationship related.
Yeah, like friend relationship. I feel like I have a friend who we have an imbalance in our friendship.
And maybe because it's a hidden influence, maybe it's affecting your other relationships because it weighs heavily on your mind.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
But the good thing is that it's saying that you have a lot of creative roadblocks, and it's hard, you know, it's creating a lack of motivation. I know we are both trying to get back into healthy habits, and it's been very, very difficult. So I think it's affecting you more than you probably think.
Realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And it does say return to your projects when you were more grounded. So once you come to terms with this, then you can start moving ahead with your projects or your goals or your ideas.
Okay. Okay.
This is so cool. I'm better at reading the cards for other people than I am for myself.
Well, yeah. Of course you are. That's why it's good to have other people. Because if you read it for yourself, you're just trying to make it fit whatever you already think.
Okay.
Were you the one who said that tarot cards were totally like a a psychological thing.
Jen and I were talking about that. Yeah.
Okay. What was the fourth one?
Okay.
Advice, insight, and or obstacles. So you got the High Priestess card too.
Yes.
Which I love because I'm surrounded by priestesses. We are all priestesses. So you got reversed.
Oh my goodness, this cat has a little witch's hat on. That's so cute.
And it's
I just noticed that.
Is that a black cat, you think? Or is it a brown cat?
It's a brown cat. Because this is a black cat.
Okay. So key meanings are secrets, wisdom, and the spiritual world. And you got the exact same thing that Erica did with the temporarily choosing a wrong path or bad advice.
So wait, what is this for? What's the fourth card for again? Sorry.
It's advice, insight, obstacles.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Yeah, this is the part where we get to call you out, too, because it's like you may have secrets that you need to put out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But sure.
Something that came up that Amy had mentioned or read off was plants don't bear fruit unless work is done. What you liked was wishing is good, action is better.
Yeah.
So this is especially towards any sort of obstacles or some insight for you. Let's see.
Maybe this is like what keeps you know, maybe it's something as simple as overthinking. I know I'm an overthinker. We're overthinkers. Yeah, just try not to overthink it. Like when you go out, when you meet someone, just go have fun.
Yes.
Don't try to think ahead. Like me when I went, like, you know, oh, God, what's going to happen? What are we going to go with this? Just don't think about it.
Yeah. Also,
okay.
There's a chance you may be listening to bad advice and not aware of it, or someone's persuading you to go against your intuitions.
Oh, okay.
So keep an eye out for that. Think about any conversations you have or anything upcoming. If if someone's trying to sell you on something and it's not quite 100% with you, listen to that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And then let your secrets out.
We want secrets.
She's filled with secrets.
All right. And last one is final outcome. What do we have?
Queen of Pentacles. And the key meaning is a reliable woman, which I totally think is Amanda, because she's like I know she's my go-to. Like, if I have an issue, keep me from texting people I shouldn't text.
I was, like, ready to come over here last night.
Give
me your phone.
I didn't text him.
All right, so this is reversed, though. So what does that mean?
When this card is reversed, finances can suffer, money you relied upon doesn't roll in, or funds are misappropriated. You may have to deal with the impact of someone's financial mishaps. This is temporary, however. The other extreme is that the Queen of Pentacles is an emotional spender. Her erratic behavior is for self-comfort.
Stop looking at me like that. Yes, I am an emotional spender. Yes. Okay.
I think that was your secret.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, one of them, yeah. I don't mean to have secrets. I just don't. Saying stuff all the time.
We're not really poking fun at you.
You know. And tickle your feet until you start spilling secrets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or the, what is the one where they drip water on your face?
Water torture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's actually a human rights violation.
Okay. I won't do that to you then. I like Erica's idea better with the just tickling. Your
feet. How would you put it all together?
Definitely you're entering a period of transition because you got the death card, which is great. And you've got a new opportunity coming because you've got the Knight of Cups, which is also great. I think you've got some shit to unpack with your friend situation. I don't know if there's anything else going on there, but I think, yeah, maybe just take a moment, sit down, and think about how, if there's some way you can kind of move forward with that, because I think if you get it sorted, maybe you'll be able to focus your energy elsewhere.
Yeah. I need to transform into someone who's okay with confrontation so that I can deal with that.
Totally understand. Yeah. I'm not great with it either.
Maybe that's why we go to the next card. You need to let some secrets out. Maybe it's not discussing things.
I'm totally not casting stones here because I have the same issues, but maybe there is some trust issues. I mean, I've got it too, and that it's easier said than done, but maybe this is, you know, just saying. Is that one the one that said trust your intuition?
It says that you might be listening to bad advice or somebody you're trying to persuade.
Maybe go with your gut more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the money thing, I'm experiencing that myself, so I don't know how to tell you to fix that, unfortunately.
It's temporary. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's some good here. I also feel like this is telling me, well, I'm happy about this, like, potential new love interest.
Yes.
But I think, like, Amy, you and I have talked a lot about how, like, we do have some stuff we need to deal with maybe mm-hmm. before, like, we'll be able to handle a new love interest.
Well, yes. Yeah.
So. And maybe the use of the vacuum cleaner, and I get it because cats don't like vacuums. Yeah. But it's also a new way of, like, emotionally cleaning house.
Yeah.
Is that's overall a good, what you,
that's
I'm
a good analogy.
Yeah. It is. I like that. Okay.
All right.
Well,
I think that was an awesome reading, actually.
Yeah, you did really well.
Yeah.
I am much better, like I said, I'm much better at looking at this from an objective standpoint when I'm doing it for other people. That, and I've watched a lot of tarot reading videos. I was trying to prepare for this.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, it is Miss Amy's turn.
Yep. So we're going to...
So which deck are you using? The cat deck as well?
I'm using the cat one. This is my deck. Sure. So, okay. We'll do a little cleansing. Okay. What am I thinking of? I want to know what I can expect in my love relationships moving forward. Nothing too specific, because I'm not in a hurry. Ooh. Just had a bunch pop out, but I'm going to stuff them back in, because there's too many. So I'm going to do it like this. We'll just cut the deck again.
Okay. For clarity, what is your question?
What can I expect in my relationships, my love relationships moving forward? Or what's next in love, maybe? Oh.
These are cool cards. All right. Read to us what each of those cards are before we...
So I got the Knight of Wands, upright, the Devil, which is actually a dog.
It's like the cutest dog ever.
It's a golden retriever, and that is also upright. I got the Queen of Swords, upright, and I believe this is the Four of Pentacles, reversed. And the Seven of Pentacles reversed.
So that's a lot of
money. Pentacles are money.
But it's reversed. All right. Dun dun dun.
Okay. To be.
She got some really good cards. So that first one represents the past. Is that right?
Yes. Past influences.
Past influences. And you got the Knight of Wands.
Okay. So Knight of Wands. So events speed up. Blocks to progress are removed. Follow your intuition and push forward to move your projects onward. This card is suspicious for things like moving, finding new work, making progress on professional and personal projects. You also are creative, dynamic, like to do things your way. You inspire those around you. Excellent at networking to promote ideas. You will have many experiences and stories to tell as a person, as a traveler, emotionally and temporarily, I guess, physically. You're impatient to get things done.
I'm may very make snap impulsive.
Judgments, so watch the snap judgments.
But at least it's in my past.
Yes.
I feel like this is since I started doing the treatment, the ketamine mm-hmm. stuff, I feel like this is like my new beginning of sorts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, one more thing to be aware of. You may have had, or in the past, potential partner charismatic talkative that made taking things a little too far, too fast.
Yeah, I do feel like with you, you definitely, if you're into someone, you like jump in.
I go all in.
Like you jump in like blindfolded into a pool, and you have no idea there's even water in the pool.
Sometimes good thing there's I know not. How to swim or crash. At first.
But I mean, you do also like, I mean, I feel like this does describe a lot about you, like your creativity, you do have a lot of stories to tell, you know, all of that. So I feel like I can see this.
Yes.
You know, and you did have their, because there was stuff about like new stuff with work, and for a while you were doing like different things than, you know, normal at work. You know, you kind of had new places you were going and stuff. So I feel like that kind of fits. All right, so then your next card, which represents...
Present.
Influences.
Oh, God. She got a good one,
she
guys.
She got a real good one.
Amy, what card did you get?
I got the Devil, and it's a golden retriever that looks all happy and stuff. And I know exactly who this card represents, and he won't go away.
Well, we are going to exercise this. this devil from your life. So the key meaning here is enslavement and temptation. And there was so much with this that, like, we kind of stopped taking notes over it because it was like, well, yeah, this whole thing just sounds exactly like what you have been going through.
Yeah, it's a person from past that everybody knows who this is, and he won't go away despite my best efforts.
So it talks about you may be enslaved to an ideal or a relationship that demands too much. What started positively or even pleasurably has reversed, and now you are seeing the situation for what it is. This is a destructive situation.
Don't look at me like that.
And you may be feeling controlled and under a bad influence. This is a card of greed, temptation, materialism. Yet to change the situation, you will need to think laterally and use a little cunning. This part, like, okay, so like up until now, yeah, and I also, and I'm gonna be real. You guys could have been real with me, maybe you were, but like you do idealize. I do too. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Idealize relationships before.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's always reciprocation. At least reciprocation to the to match like what you are getting, right? But then this next part I really like because I do think that this person that we all, and dear listeners, of course, I mean, should we just...
Just say his name.
Kentucky. So we know this is about Kentucky. And it says, it's never worth confronting the problem as the negativity is endemic. Hence, the Devil card often appears to describe situations that are not worth trying to fix or heal. The message is to simply walk away, to escape. In the best way you can, regardless of the temptation of staying.
Which is what I've done.
You've been doing a really good job of that.
Yes.
Because, but yeah, he's definitely had a hold over you. you know. Yeah, this also just talks about lust over love and some other things. But yeah, I mean, I think you know.
Yeah.
Erica, do you have anything to add to that?
I think that's perfect.
I mean, I feel like the way, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, the books, you know, sometimes the language can be a little flowery, but this was pretty much like,
this was walk away. On.
Right.
Like, get out. Pretty, like, let's put it in plain English. So
seriously. It's
I've
like,
done the
we
things.
Love you. Thank you. Yeah.
Like, I've done the things.
Okay.
Keep doing the things.
Keep doing the things.
Okay.
All right, so for hidden influences, we have the Queen of Swords,
who is an incisive woman. So this is interesting. So I believe it said that traditionally this represented the widow, but not in a bad way. But this is a single woman, a woman making her own way into the world. So you're
still can't help but feeling like this is saying you're going to be single.
No, I don't think this is saying like you're going to be single. I think this is saying like you are a strong, independent person. And I don't always think you give yourself credit for that. So that's why it's hidden. Right? Yes. Like,
you're good at interpreting these too. I like that.
What else does it say, Erica?
Strong. You have the knowledge you need to make your own decisions. Take the risks, even after any previous hurdles or any previous obstacles or any future ones. Just go do it, you know. And this may be more of the relationship-wise. It says that, you know, even though you're a strong woman, you will be kind to those that you like and take them in and embrace them. So if you like somebody,
I mean,
you will reward
does...
them and you will take them in.
I mean, that does kind of fit with the Knight of Wands, because mm-hmm. it's like, I if I am into someone, I kind of jump in. So.
Yeah.
It fits.
Yeah, I think you just need to tap into that, like, owning your own strength. Yeah.
We're working on it. I do have a tiara. Maybe I should start wearing it more.
I think you should just, like, wear it to the grocery store even. And just, like, I want to go actually, like, and just film, like, you just walking around with tiara and see, like, the looks that people give.
Dear listeners, for those of you who follow us to the next thing, if you want to see this, write in and let us know, and I'll walk around and Amanda can film me wearing a tiara.
Which, again, and that's going to be called Adulting Awkwardly. So we will definitely have links and all that of how to subscribe to that on our Instagram page so you can just seamlessly follow us. And I will keep our current email open. If you email us there, we can address your stuff on Awkwardly Adulting also. Okay, back to the cards. Had to give a little plug.
Plug.
So then this last one represents...
Actually, we have number four.
Obstacles.
So advice, insight, obstacles.
And this was reversed.
So the Four of Pentacles, reversed.
This one was a bit confusing. Is this the one that was confusing?
This had some confusing things in it, just the way it was written in here, but I think we figured it out. But this is really just talking about that you need to have more confidence in yourself. Like, you're using too much of your headspace with this idea that, like, you don't have enough and you never will have enough. This talks about a person maybe being too obsessed with status and possessions, and so because of that you feel disempowered and maybe you're missing opportunities that you could have.
One thing I will say, I don't know that I am kind of materialistic, but I wouldn't say it's like in a status quo kind of way, but I will say that my entire life I have cared too much what other people think.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, when, and this will play into the last card too, but you know, you've talked a little bit about how you aren't happy with all the progress that's happening, like, in your career, mm-hmm. but like the idea of switching to something that isn't maybe like something that's always recognized like as a career
mm-hmm.
has been like a hard thing for you to consider.
And I love how I just like I asked about relationships, and I'm getting work.
Yeah.
Work-related cards.
Well, I think you and I are the same. Like, we have some shit we need to unpack mm-hmm. and work on.
Yeah.
Because that happened to me, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, mine wasn't so much about work. It was just about, like, getting, I guess, getting finances and my emotion and all that stuff together. Because I am apparently closed off. Whatever. I'm secretive. Erica, did you have anything to add to that one? It was pretty short.
Yeah, it was pretty short. I would say the only thing that they note in here is you may have to put in more work than you originally anticipated. So, you know. Yeah, it stinks, but a little bit more shoulder, you know, to the ground.
That went everywhere. I hope that didn't land in anyone's face.
I think we're fine. But yeah, that's it.
All right.
Final
outcome. Dun, dun, dun. This is a seven of pentacles, and the key meanings are work and the potential for success.
And it's reversed.
Oh, it is reversed. You're right. It is
reversed. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
First word. I have a shitty outcome, too. Don't worry.
This is so you know, and you can work on this. This has all been saying, hey, you can get there. You just gotta, it's gonna be more work than you originally thought, but you're strong. You can do this. You need to focus. You need to get rid of some baggage. Menfolk baggage or maybe some actual material, like possessions baggage, and be willing to say, hey, maybe I need a change of relationship and change of work stuff.
So, this is a real blunt card. This card, not to be crass, is basically saying shit or get off the pot.
That sounds about right.
Right. It's saying, like, you know, you've been procrastinating. You need to basically pick something in your career and commit to it. Regardless of the ups and downs. So, if you're considering a different career path,
do it.
And it says, any decision is better than no decision. Muster your willpower and take action now. And I mean, do you feel like that's applicable?
So applicable that it hurt.
Well, yeah.
That means that it's working.
Yeah. Damn it, I didn't want to know about that. Don't throw it in my face.
Well, I guess the cards are like, we need to have a talk.
Yeah.
Love at some point, but
and we're gonna we need to get some houses kittens. In order here.
But they're, yeah.
They yeah, keep... they soften the blow.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I mean, to recap, I feel like Erica's was a lot about, like, you're on the right path, you're going the right direction, but you need to keep checking in with yourself and making sure that all of that is going the way it should. And then Amy and I need to go to therapy. And then maybe we will find love.
And, to be fair, I did say that I'm not exactly in a hurry. And I'm aware that this is, like...
Yeah.
That
relationships
for me right now is not my primary focus, so...
And I think that's part of why we're transitioning to adulting awkwardly. Because, like, we do need to focus on some other things before we can really, like, fully date and be vulnerable and all that stuff that you need to be.
I feel like we should have, if adulting awkwardly is just as wonderfully successful as Let's Swipe, probably a follow-up. We should have a year-end review, December 2022.
Oh,
review this and see where we are.
We should.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
I like that.
All right. Well, dear listeners, thank you so much for following us on this journey. We hope that you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed doing it.
Talking shit.
And so good luck. And we'd still love to hear your stories and hear how things are going in the dating world. And I'm sure Amy and I will be back at it after our work
after
on us.
After we take some advice from the magical cards.
Which, and I think, like, we'll be in awkwardly, or in adulting awkwardly, I think we'll be kind of talking about some of the ways in which we are doing this yes. stuff and working on this stuff. So I hope you follow us there. And then what do you guys have to say to our wonderful, wonderful listeners?
Thank you for sticking with us and being supportive and sending in all your stories and emails. And like Amanda said, we hope that you follow us to our next journey, which we aren't really going that far.
No.
We're still here. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I would say also feel free to send us in your stories and questions about adulting awkwardly as mm-hmm. well. We can all stumble our way through this together. So, yeah, always with the dating stuff, but anything else you want to chit-chat with us about or questions you have for us as we go on our journeys. And we'll see you on the other podcast.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.